listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about some wonderful, hopeful promises that God gives to his people in Isaiah chapter 63. So I'm going to read to you from verses 7 and 14, where we read this. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Now, verse 14. As the beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. These last chapters of Isaiah are filled with hope. You see, it isn't the kind of don't worry, be happy kind of hope. It isn't, hey, things will somehow get better kind of hope. No, this is hope that recognizes that a deep crisis will come, yet God will show himself greater than the crisis. You see, from Isaiah's day, he could tell the people of God that the kingdom of Judah was about to be attacked, defeated, and conquered by the mighty Babylonian Empire. But after that calamity would come the deportation of the people out of the promised land and the forced exile throughout the Babylonian Empire. So Isaiah prophetically placed a prayer in the mouth of a future Babylonian exile from Judah. Here's the prayer. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us. You see, despite the agony expressed later in the prayer, he first will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. This is a glorious example of how, even in the lowest place, we can praise the Lord and remember his goodness. In Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 9, we see his reasons to thank God because of his great goodness, because of his mercies, because he became their savior, because of his love, because of his pity, because he carried them. And Isaiah 63:7 says that God did it all according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. This word loving kindnesses is translated from the ancient Hebrew word chesed. It is a steadfast, loyal love that is not merely felt, but is faithful, especially to the covenant that it is made. This future exile, quoted by Isaiah prophetically here, he thought of all the ways that God has shown his goodness to his people, despite their present low condition. He thought of God's past faithfulness to his people, especially saving them from Egypt in the Exodus, taking them through the wilderness into the promised land. There was trust that God would also deliver his people from Babylon. Then he says this in verse 14. As a horse in the wilderness, as a beast goes down into the valley. With this image of a horse and the wilderness, Isaiah spoke of the ease of progress that Israel made during the Exodus and how God would bless Israel again in their regathering and restoration. The result would be that the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest. So here's my question for you. Do you feel stuck? The people of God were stuck, so to speak, in Babylon, well, because they deserved it. And perhaps you deserve to be stuck in whatever place you are in as well. Nevertheless, as God promised the Babylonian exiles that he would restore their progress, God may make this same promise to you today. So today, ask God to remove all hindrances and to restore your progress and your growth. The same God who loves you with his steadfast covenant love. God loves to make those hopeful promises of restoration to his people. So seek him about that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.